You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Former President Barack Obama is scheduled to appear in Detroit tonight to rally voters. That's as a recent Target Insight statewide poll found that 33% of black voters still don't know who Gretchen Whitmer is. She's the Democrat running for governor. Joining me now is a consultant who watches politics in Detroit and advises Democrats, Steve Hood. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon.
So we should note right up front, you are working for one of the statewide Democrats, Dana Nessler, who's running for attorney general, right?
Complete disclosure, yes, I am.
Okay,
that's it.
Great. So how enthused are black voters about this year's election?
The ones that we touch are enthused. The problem is we're not touching enough voters, directly touching the voters.
Are Democrats ignoring black voters in Detroit?
They're ignoring the uncomfortable areas of Detroit in general. If you look at a map of where Gretchen Whitmer actually lost to El Sayed and actually lost to Sri Thanadar in the primary, they're not going there.
What's the problem?
The Nessel campaign into those areas.
What's the problem? Why aren't they going there? If they know that they can pick up voters there or should be working to pick up voters there, why aren't they going?
They're uncomfortable with it. I don't know why they're not going there. I know that Sri Thanadar and I know that El Sayed did a really good job of going in there. And if you look at the map, it's a stark area. You can see it. It's a big hole. And that hole is what you need for victory this November.
Can Democrat candidates running for statewide office win without enthusiastic support from black voters in Detroit?
It is very, very hard because this race is so close. You need every vote and you need Detroit to turn out big time. And unless you go to those areas where you're uncomfortable, you're not going to get the turnout you need. In presidential elections, like when we did Barack Obama's election, the first one, everybody was fired up. All the uncomfortable areas, all the comfortable areas. Everybody was fired up. And you drove people to the poll. There's a mandate. That mandate is not there right now.
Obama is visiting Detroit to show support for Democrats. Will that have any impact in Detroit?
Unfortunately, they kept it to the same old, same old, the insiders. How were you notified that he was coming? How were you notified that there were tickets available? This morning, I told my trainer, who's from one of those uncomfortable areas, I told him at the gym that President Obama was coming. He jumped up and down and said, oh, man, I want to go. I wish I had known. Where do I get tickets? There are no tickets left. And that he lives in one of those uncomfortable, he's from one of those uncomfortable areas that you need to turn out. That's where the problem is. So, I mean, Cass is a big auditorium, but they're not going to have the people that they really need to motivate. The people that are coming there tonight are already motivated to go out and vote. This is a rah-rah, cheer-cheer session. You need the people that are not motivated to see our greatest president ever.
All right, you're talking to your candidate. What should the other Democrats be doing to get into what you call these uncomfortable places to get these voters excited?
They've got to go on a massive GOT door-to-door flush in the uncomfortable areas.
Is it too late for
now,
that?
No. You can still cover it. You can still cover it in 1 week. If you switch your resources, you can still get there.
Steve Hood is a political consultant. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Have a great day.